The next patient is Sherwood Russell. The last name is R-U-S-S-E-L-L. First name is H-E-R-W-O-O-D. Clinical case of an 84-year-old white male that has a history of CKD stage 3B. During the last laboratory checkup, the patient had a creatinine of 2.1, a BUN of 71, and the estimated GFR is 28 mLs per minute. The patient has been oscillated between 30 and 28. The patient has a macroalbumin creatinine ratio of 468. There is evidence of elevation of the BUN creatinine ratios that is highly suggestive of prurenal azotemia, and that is related to the administration of furosemide 40 milligrams every day and metolazone 2.5 milligrams daily, period. We are going to establish a new body weight . The patient states that at home in his scale he weighs 215 pounds. We are going to bring him down to 212 pounds by restricting the fluid. I'm making the administration of metolazone only possible when he is heavier than 212 pounds, period. We will continue with the supplementation of potassium that is going to be in the form of powder. The patient has a difficulty swallowing the big potassium pill, period. Number two, the patient has a history of hyperlipidemia. The cholesterol is 96. For that reason, we are going to change the administration of Crestor to every other day. Following number anemia with an iron saturation that is 15%, we are going to start the patient on no iron, 150 milligrams POBID. Following number, the patient has chronic systolic congestive heart failure, ejection fraction that is between 50 and 55, with a proBNP that is elevated at 2,100. We emphasize the fluid restriction to be around 30 to 35 ounces in 24 hours. Following number, the patient has overweight. The BMI is 33.8. Following number, the patient has hyperuricemia that is most likely related to volume contraction. Following number, the patient seems to have a component of COPD. We are going to reevaluate the case in 3 months with laboratory workup. The recommendations were given to the patient in a written fashion. A period, each one of them was explained. We spent 10 minutes reviewing the laboratory workup in the face-to-face 20 minutes, and in the documentation 7 minutes. 30.